ओम शांति। रेडी रेडी विजू, हैव यू रिटेन 10 थॉट्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस? ऑल हैव रिटेन। सो एवरी मॉर्निंग व्हेन यू वेक अप, यू शुड मेक योर सेल्फ सो हैप्पी दैट माइंड एंड बॉडी बोथ, व्हाट शुड दे डू? डांस। सो इफ यू चार्ज योर सेल्फ इन द मॉर्निंग, लाइफ विल बी चार्ज्ड। सो नाउ इज अ सेशन फॉर योगा, एंड आई होप आफ्टर दिस सेशन यू विल लर्न हाउ टू एंजॉय दिस इजी राज योगा। इजी राज योगा अदरवाइज हैज बिकम डिफिकल्ट राज योगा, वी हैव टू मेक इट इजी अगेन। वी हैव गॉट टू मेन पावर्स इन द सोल, माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट। माइंड इज द पावर ऑफ थॉट एंड इंटेलेक्ट। नाउ लिसन अबाउट इंटेलेक्ट। फर्स्ट थिंग, इंटेलेक्ट इज द पावर ऑफ विजडम। विजडम, knowledge, godly knowledge, is giving us divine wisdom, and we have to make this knowledge our divine wisdom. It will be imbibed into intellect. Second, intellect is power to inculcate. Inculcate. Whatever we imbibe in the soul, it comes into intellect. Thirdly, intellect is our third eye. Third eye. Now Baba has opened our third eye. So through this third eye, we can see soul. We use the word visualization. We can see the soul. We can see Shivaba. We can see subtle world. We can enjoy soul world. We can see golden age. We can see whole cycle. So we have to use these both power in making yoga easy. So first thing, and most important thing, mind is power of thought. So we have to create elevated thoughts in mind. If we don't create elevated thoughts in our mind, mind will never become stable. This is the psychology of this mind. Mind needs elevated thoughts. And because people in this world are creating negative, waste thoughts in mind, therefore mind has become like thirsty, so running here and there in the search of happiness and enjoyment. But elevated thoughts will give happiness, enjoyment, real contentment to the mind, and then mind becomes silent. It doesn't run here and there. So when you sit in yoga, you should create some good thoughts in your mind. In this class, you will come to know about those thoughts. Second thing, intellect. Intellect is third eye. Through this eye, we have to visualize soul first. So very clear vision must be there. See the soul like seeing physical things. See Shiva Baba very clearly. So soul, make an image of soul, a picture of soul in your mind. Soul is like a point, and rays are spreading in all directions. Colorful rays. Very powerful rays. You can also give color to them. Although soul is non-physical, but psychologists have given color to all qualities of soul. I can tell you in brief, although that's not so important thing, to purity they have given golden color, but Baba has given white color. To might, red color. To happiness and joy, yellow color. Green color for love. Sky color for peace. Indigo for knowledge. And violet for ecstasy, bliss. But we can use three colors. When we practice, I am a pure soul, so we can visualize golden rays of purity are spreading out from me, or white. I had a discussion with a psychologist. He said he was Jnani. Then he answered, now the color of purity is golden, but when soul becomes perfectly pure, this color is white. So, visualization is also most important. If you find it hard, its reason is that my intellect is not so clean. And most important thing is to cleanse our intellect. Make it clean. Make it free from unnecessary thoughts, thinking of others, waste thoughts, free from vices. If there are many pure thoughts in mind, many powerful thoughts in mind, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of intoxication, thoughts of self-respect, intellect is very powerful, very clean. And Baba's words are, the day when your intellect becomes clean, clean intellect will do miracles. So just as sisters specifically are keen to clean the house, they keep everything clean. Brothers, not so. But sisters, very clean, bed clean, kitchen clean. Don't mind, brothers, please. I also don't clean so much. But sisters, they keep everything clean. Create this interest too, that I have to cleanse my intellect. Just as a dirty room is not liked by anyone, likewise a dirty intellect is not liked by us. If intellect is dirty, then bad smell will go to the brain and it will cause many diseases in the body. So visualization is important. I suggest you one simple method to you. You can enjoy it for 10 minutes every day, any time, and you can make by this your Amrit Vela very enjoyable, easy, fresh. You know, 7 qualities of soul. Normally we repeat them. I am knowledgeful, I am loveful, I am peaceful, I am happy, I am pure, like this. Many souls, Brahmins, are repeating it for 20 years, I am peaceful soul, but they don't enjoy peace. Now, we have to adopt a beautiful method based on subconscious mind. I am peaceful. Listen first carefully. Accept it. Peace is my nature. I have become peaceful. I am peaceful. Let it go inside and visualize yourself, soul, and vibrations of peace are spreading out. Visualize it for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and just accept this thought, I am peaceful. O Baba, on achieving you, I have become absolutely peaceful. This is my body. See your body? This is my body. I am separate from this. Feel detachment. I am soul here, this body is here. Both separate. I am peaceful. So peace will increase in your life. I am happy. It's true that I am happy. Happiness is my nature. Baba, you have brought the gift of happiness for me. I am pure, like this. All 7. You can give 10 minutes to it. It will make you soul conscious. So let us now experience it. So I will give you this small commentary and be with your own, alone. Red light. Visualize yourself a soul here. Point of energy. I have entered this body. Body is my chariot. feel for some moments that my body is disappeared and I am in corporeal soul, only soul. Nothing else, only me. I am peaceful. Peace is my nature. Baba, on achieving you, I have achieved absolutely peace. I am peaceful. From me, the vibrations of peace are spreading out. I am supremely pure soul. When I was in soul world, I was absolutely pure. When I was in golden age, I was perfectly pure. I am pure. Purity is my original state. From me, pure vibrations are spreading out. I am a point of energy. I am very powerful. I am Master Almighty. From me, red rays of might are spreading. Thank you. This way you can practice all 7 qualities of soul. Then visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. Clear vision, Baba is like Gyan Surya, like sun in the sky, as sun shines in the sky, Shiv Baba is shining in soul world. Infinity energy is spreading out from him. Just visualize him now for 10 seconds. We have to make this yoga very easy and natural. And you all must know the mechanism behind this. When we visualize Shiv Baba, we connect to him. We are connected to him. And his energy will come down to us. We need not to ask him, "Oh Baba, please give me peace." Once Baba spoke these words, many children come to me in the morning and ask me, "Baba, give me might." Baba answers, "Don't say, give me might. Remember, I have already given all of my powers to you. They are within you. Use them. Make use of your all powers." So we need not to ask him for peace or purity or happiness or might. Connect to him. Just as if you visualize sun in the sky now, a round, big round of fire, light and heat is spreading out. You can visualize it easily. Immediately you have link to the sun. It is called energetic link, energetic connection. And sun's energy will come to you. If you concentrate on sun for 10 minutes, you will become hot. So when we want to experience peace from Baba, we should do this way. Now, 3 powerful methods of yoga. I am a peaceful soul. Baba is the ocean of peace. From him, the rays of peace are coming down to me. I am peaceful. Baba is ocean of peace. His rays of peace are coming down to me. A fountain of peaceful vibrations is coming down to me. Enjoy this and your peace will increase. This peace will become your power. You can experience it for 1 minute only. Second thing, I am a supremely pure soul. Baba is ocean of purity. From him, pure vibrations, white rays are coming down to me. It's like the rain on me. White rays rain on me. Purity is raining on me. Enjoy it for 1 minute. Thirdly, I am mindful soul, point of energy. Baba is the ocean of might, almighty. His rays of might are coming down to me. Experience it for a minute. This is most powerful yoga. Volcanic yoga. Seed stage. Seed stage means when our mind is stabilized in one thought for some time. This is called seed stage, powerful stage. You can understand the mechanism how this yoga power burns our sins. Where are the sins in soul? Now, listen one very deep secret. Whatever is there in this soul, that is printed into our brain. Whatever is there into soul, everything is printed into our whole body. Brain is designed according to our vibrations. So when we are silent, when our mind is silent, it's also a deep secret. We have 25 thoughts per minute in our mind, we create. If our mind is running fast, this speed becomes 30, 40 thoughts per minute. We have to slow down the speed of mind, 25 to 20, 15, 10. If we learn this art in daily routine, in any normal life, my mind's speed is 10 thoughts per minute. We become very powerful then. We can imagine, we can guess, when we had been deity, our speed of mind was 10 thoughts per minute. So we did not waste our energy. Very slowly and slowly our energy was used. Therefore, in whole golden age, we used 2 kala, 2 degree. 2 degree means, this degree is nothing. This art is just 16 degree is equal to 100 degree power of soul. So we used 12.5 degree power of soul. So because speed of mind was slow, so we were using slowly and slowly. And a yogi, we all souls, can make our mind fully silent. Just one thought, like, I am peaceful soul. From Baba, peaceful vibrations are coming to me, and that's all. So when there is one thought in our mind, very powerful energy is vibrate out from us. At that time we are most powerful soul. And because we are connected ourselves to Supreme Being, therefore we are very powerful at that time. So this energy from Baba comes down to the soul. From soul, it is spread and goes to the brain. And there are the print of bad actions, waves of sinful actions. And through this powerful energy, those bad waves are deleted, burned, they are destroyed. Clear? Second thing, it is also very important. We had been deities for 2500 years. We all can understand easily all divine sanskaras, entire purity are here inside the soul. It is also printed into the brain. But downside, then many layers on it. So when we practice self-respect, when we practice five forms, then what happens? They stimulate those divine sanskaras. So on one side, we have to destroy bad waves from the brain. On other side, we have to activate pure waves in the brain. Both things are done by the practice of Raj Yoga and with the practice of self-respect. So self-respect, which is the higher consciousness of soul. We have to become soul conscious, and this is the higher practice of soul consciousness. I am a soul, but I am a great soul. I am a soul, but I am ancestor. I am a soul, but I am an angel. This is higher consciousness. So it stimulates all divine sanskaras of golden age. So both things are important. So let us practice now for 3 minutes. Red light, please. Two thoughts. I am supremely pure soul. Purity is my nature. I am very pure. Accept it. I am very pure. In soul world, visualize Baba, ocean of purity. His pure rays, his white rays of purity are spreading in whole soul world. Now these pure vibrations are coming down to me. Feel that we are under this fountain of pure energy. Pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me. I am a soul, point of energy, mindful, mind house. In soul world, Almighty Baba, his red rays of might are spreading over there in whole soul world. Entire soul world is shining by his powerful vibrations. He is almighty. Now these powerful vibrations are coming down to me. Om Shanti.